Saturday with Cullum O'Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Hello again. Now, one of the things that marked the general election was the low turnout. Less than 60% of the electorate turned out to vote. Rory Costello is a senior lecturer at the Department of Politics and Public Administration at the University of Limerick. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Costello.
Hi, Colin. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, the 59.7% turnout in the general election, insofar as we know, would you be happy that that's an accurate figure? Because there has been talk that the electoral register still contains the deceased and there's quite a bit of duplication on it. So are things as bad as that figure would suggest?
Probably not quite that bad. I mean, the real figure is probably a bit higher, but still nothing to be blasé about. I mean, I would imagine that given double counting on the register, electoral register, the real figure might be closer to the mid-60s, but it's impossible to know for sure. But even if it was at that, we would still be, you know, towards the lower end of certainly Western European countries for turnout. So it's nothing to be proud of.
There seems to be a paradox there that an issue like housing, which, you know, topped the poll in the unscientific vox pop we did, but was certainly a prevalent issue for the last number of years for very obvious reasons, affects younger people. And yet, as a cohort of people who turn out to vote, it's particularly low amongst them.
Yeah, well, that's something that you see internationally, that homeowners are more likely to vote. And, you know, we could speculate that it's that people who have more of a stake in their community are more invested in the community that are more likely to participate. But certainly, you know, there are a number of other reasons why younger people are less likely to vote, and younger people are also less likely to be homeowners. And there is a very big age gap in turnout in Ireland. And I think that's something that needs to be tackled, because you know, people's experience of voting tends to be habit forming. So if you don't vote in your first election, you're more likely to continue on being a non-voter, and if you do vote, you're more likely to continue on being a voter. So if we want to avoid this very low turnout being with us for generations to come, for years to come, then we need to try to address low turnout among young voters.
And yet in Western Europe, where there's a high proportion of people who are renters, their turnout is higher than the turnout in Ireland. So riddle me that.
Yeah, but even there is a difference between turnout among homeowners and renters. The difference with Ireland is that turnout in general is lower in Ireland. And why is that? Well, there's a number of factors that we can look to. I mean, one thing that Ireland has in common with Eastern European countries, which tend to have a similar level of turnout to Ireland, is that we have relatively low levels of partisanship. In other words, people who strongly support a party. Most voters in Ireland are floating voters. And we know that floating voters are less likely to turn out, and they might only turn out when the stakes in an election might be particularly high, which doesn't seem to have been the case in this election. So then you might have more fluctuation from one election to the next in terms of turnout, and it might go up if there is a particularly close fault election with two alternative governments, maybe with very different policy agendas. And then when you have an election like this, where there it seems like a foregone conclusion as to what government is going to come out of it, then floating voters might not be bothered.
Okay, and so give us one effective change, because we have listeners texting in to say hold it over more days. Other people have suggested a postal vote. So what works?
Well, I mean, those things are about how easy it is to vote, and I think we could certainly improve matters on that end. We don't make it particularly easy for people to vote in Ireland. There's one designated day. You have to get yourself on the register. You've got to vote in one particular location. So, I mean, a lot of countries have postal voting, as you mentioned. A lot of countries would have early voting, whereby there would be a limited number of polling stations open in the days before the election. Because there was, research done in Ireland after the European election and local elections in June, a survey, and people who didn't vote cited being away from home or being too busy as the main reason for not voting. So making it easier for people to vote certainly will help. But I mean, that's not going to address the fundamental issue of apathy or lack of interest or lack of knowing who to vote for, which I think is the bigger reason for low turnout in Ireland. And you know, what's going on here, I think, is that in Ireland we have a very fragmented political system at the moment. You know, in most constituencies, people would have been looking at a very long ballot paper with, you know, 10 or more parties contesting the election and independents on top of that. So, you know, choice can be a good thing, but too much choice can be overwhelming for people.
Okay.
And if you're not a very close follower of politics, then, you know, you could be put off by that and not know who to vote for.
Okay. Rory Costlow, Senior Lecturer at the Department of Politics and Public Administration at the University of Limerick. Thanks for joining us on that. We're going to go once around the table. You have about 20 seconds each. Give us the key lever you'd pull to get more people out to vote. Sinead Gibney, we'll start with you.
Well, I think accessibility and postal and making it easier for people is important. And I also think we need to address disenfranchisement and disillusionment, and they are in communities across this country. I had a really interesting exchange as well. I mean, when we heard about that floating voter comment, where, you know, there are family lines of voting that we have to challenge, and our supporters, a lot of younger people, are starting to talk to their parents about why they think they should stop voting Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael.
James Brown.
Yeah, look, I mean, the challenge, I think, is the register itself. You know, the register is not fit for purpose. I did my own little test 4 years ago after a general election where it was about a 60% turnout in my local estate, but where I knew everybody. And by the time I eliminated those who were dead, who were away, who were in nursing homes, hospital, etc., it went up well above 80%. We need a centralised register system where people are automatically updated.
Very briefly.
The last government established the Electoral Commission, long sought after. We finally have it. We need to rely on their independent appraisal of new measures to persuade people to come out and vote on the day for the exact reasons that this debate has shown.
We need to educate young people and show them the importance of voting. Just in response to Sinead's comment about Finney, when you, as an independent, join government, you do a lot more than sitting at the backbench and whining.
Piers Doherty, to you on voting specifically, what would you like to see? What lever would you pull?
Look, let's start with the things that are easy to fix. So let's allow people who want to vote to be able to vote. In the north, for example, you can get a postal vote if you're away on holidays during the time, or, you know, if you're away for different reasons. It's very restrictive here. We had polling day announced on the Friday. The deadline for postal votes, and it was very limited what you can apply for a postal vote, was actually the Sunday. So let's make it easier for people who want to vote to vote, but there's a lot more that needs to be done as well.